Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We have a lot to unpack from a very choppy Wednesday session. The calendars say January 7th, 2026, and the market is giving us mixed signals.
It really is. We saw a distinct split today. The cyclical rally we enjoyed earlier in the week hit a wall, but the megacaps stepped in to save the furniture, at least for the Nasdaq.
Let's start with the headline that seemed to shake things up the most. The defense sector took a serious hit. We saw the industrials lag significantly. What happened there?
That was the big story. President Trump took to Truth Social with a very direct message. He stated he won't permit dividends or stock buybacks for defense companies until issues with executive pay and production speeds are rectified. That is a direct hit to the capital allocation thesis for these stocks.
So it's not just noise? That sounds like a fundamental shift for shareholders.
Exactly. Investors treat defense stocks as safe havens with reliable yields. If you threaten the buybacks and dividends, you remove a massive pillar of support. The aerospace and defense ETF dropped nearly 2% immediately. It dragged the entire industrial sector down with it.
And it wasn't just defense facing headwinds. Energy had a rough day, too. We saw crude oil drop over a dollar to settle just under $56 a barrel. What's driving the selling in the oil patch?
Supply shock headlines. The president announced that Venezuela will immediately begin providing the U.S. with 30 to 50 million barrels of oil. The market reacted instantly to that potential influx of supply. It pushed crude down 2%, and naturally, the energy sector followed suit, dropping over 1%.
Interestingly, though, refiners like Valero actually popped on that news. I assume that's because cheaper input costs helped their margins?
You nailed it. Cheaper crude is great for refiners. Valero was up over 3%. It's a classic example of why you can't just short the whole sector blindly. You have to know who benefits from lower spot prices.
So cyclicals, defense, and energy are down. But the Nasdaq managed to stay green. Who was doing the heavy lifting?
The heavyweights. Google, Microsoft, Nvidia. They all finished in positive territory. Google was particularly strong, up over 2.5%. It felt like a flight to quality. When the broader market gets shaky, money hides in the megacap liquidity.
Speaking of bright spots, healthcare was actually the top performing sector today. Was that just defensive rotation, or was there news?
A bit of both, but driven by M&A mania. We had reports that Eli Lilly is in talks to acquire Ventyx Biosciences and ABBVI is looking at Revolution Medicines. Both targets skyrocketed. Ventyx was up over 36%. That speculative heat in biotech really lifted the whole healthcare sector.
I want to touch on a specific earnings story that caught my eye. Penguin Solutions, ticker PENG. They beat earnings, beat revenue, but the stock tanked nearly 14%. Is the AI trade cracking?
I wouldn't say the AI trade is cracking, but the bar is incredibly high. Penguin beat the numbers, sure, but the market didn't like the composition of the revenue. They had zero revenue from hyperscale hardware, which was a big driver last year. The market wants to see explosive infrastructure growth right now, not a transition story. It's a harsh punishment, but that's the environment we are in.
Got it. Let's pivot to tomorrow. What are the technicals telling us for the next session? We are seeing some consolidation on the SPY and QQQ.
Right now, it is a battle for direction. The SPY is consolidating with a slight downward bias on the shorter timeframes, stuck below its short-term moving averages. We are watching support right around the 687 level. If 687 fails, buyers might step in at 685. On the upside, 693 is the resistance lid.
And for the Qs?
Similar story. The QQQ is consolidating under 628. Support is sitting at 622. The volume trends are showing spikes during selling, which suggests we need to be cautious. We aren't in a full bear mode, but the momentum has definitely paused.
Okay, for the active traders listening, where is the actionable strength? If we are looking for continuation plays, what is on your radar?
Despite the chip weakness, I'm looking at Amkor Technology, ticker AMKR. It showed a very strong close with expanding volume. If it can hold above $52.40, I think it pushes through $53. It's showing relative strength in a weak semi-tape.
Any other sectors showing setups?
I like the look of LightPath Technologies, ticker LPTH. It reclaimed its volume-weighted average price and held gains into the after-hours. That's a strong signal. And for a more defensive swing, look at Agnico Eagle Mines, ticker AEM. With the market getting choppy, gold miners are acting as a nice hedge. It held near session highs all day.
What about a setup for anticipation? Something that hasn't popped yet but looks ready.
Keep an eye on Uranium Energy Corp, ticker UEC. The energy sector was hit, but uranium plays often decouple. It's setting up for a potential move if we see any rotation back into alternative energy.
Before we wrap, just a quick check on the economic data. We had a strong ISM services print today, right?
We did. Services activity accelerated to its best level for 2025. That's the good news. The economy is resilient. The bad news was the ADP employment number coming in a bit light. It's that classic good news might be bad news scenario regarding rates, but for now the bond market seems calm, with the 10-year yield dropping to 4.14%.
All right, so the playbook for tomorrow. Watch the defense sector for follow-through selling. Keep an eye on those key support levels on the SPY at 687, and look for relative strength in specific names like Amcor and Regeneron.
That is the plan. Don't force trades in the chop. Wait for the levels to clear.
Excellent breakdown. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Good luck in the markets tomorrow.